FM 90.3 WJTL with Corey Asbury, The Father's House. It's now 2:31 at the Shirk at Work Network. This winter and spring feature some big event concerts coming to the area. The first one in the lineup is the Greatness of Our God Tour, featuring Newsboys United along with Mandisa and Adam Agee next Friday. It's such a big concert that late word is it's sold out. And on the phone right now is Newsboys drummer Duncan Phillips. Glad to hear from you, Duncan. Have you been selling out other concerts on your tour as well?
We have. How you doing, by the way? Great to be here today. We have. First weekend was a complete sellout. We're now on our second weekend of the United Tour. And we're just having a blast, man. We're just having the best time. But it's cold. We're up north, so we're dealing with the cold right now.
I noticed that you're touring in the Midwest at the present time. Are you seeing a lot of snow in your travels?
Yes, I'm looking out my dressing room window now at about, I don't know, 1/4 of snow on the ground, and it's about, I think it's about 5 degrees or something crazy.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of tough for a beach loving beach bum like me. I grew up on the beaches of Australia, so it's tough for me, you know, this time of year.
So what was your journey like to join the Newsboys? You joined some time ago, I know. So how did you become a Newsboy?
That's a great question. We actually grew up together, me and Pete. I actually knew Pete very well. We were at a high school, really. And I wasn't actually in the band right from the beginning, but I was at some of the very first rehearsals. It was just, it was like we were in the same youth group, and we kind of had very similar friends, all kind of musicians. And I remember the first time I ever saw Newsboys play, I remember thinking, man, these guys have got something, man. These guys are really good. And I was almost, it's almost when you see the hand of God on something. And that's what I saw that night. Mm. It was something more than just a good band. I really saw there was something special about this band. And it wasn't about necessarily the individual guys as much as this entity called Newsboys. And I was almost jealous of it. You know, it was just like, if that can be possible, I was kind of almost kind of jealous of this kind of hand of God that I saw on this band. You know, it was the weirdest thing. And anyway, so yeah, we were all mates for, you know, a long time. The band came out of America and had some success, but a lot of the guys that were in the first kind of initial band, I think they had different plans. I think they thought they were going to come over here and get rich and famous and drive Lamborghinis and kind of big houses on the beach. And that just doesn't happen. I mean, it can.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it can't, but for most bands, that just doesn't happen. So I think they kind of fell off quickly. And for me, it was 93, the summer of 1993. I happened to be in Nashville, and that's another story of how God brought me to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to be, and that's when the Newsboys happened to need a keyboard drummer at the time. And I grew up playing keyboards and drums, and I just happened to be there. And looking back on it, it's just the hand of God, which is a wonderful thing that you can't see at that time. But looking back, of course, hindsight being 2020, it was absolutely the hand of God that put me there at that time. And here we are in 2020 having the time of our lives. It's a great story. I've got to write a book one day, maybe.
Well, I think you could. I mean, movies are being made about Christian artists nowadays. You know, Jeremy Camp's got a movie coming out. Will the Newsboys have a movie coming out anytime?
Never say never. I think we've been kind of throwing some ideas around. We've got nothing on the table at the moment.
Yeah.
But I think it's such a great story. So many stories, but kind of, you know, a lot of people always come up to me and say, you know, how did you know? What was the, you know, they're looking for the magic pill. You know, what was it? What was that magic thing that you know, put you guys in the place that you are today? And it's never one thing. It's always 100 things that put someone in a place where God's called them to be. And I really do believe that it is a calling. There's a lot of dumb luck in there too, you know what I mean? I mean, that's the one thing that a lot of people don't really talk about. Well, I don't call it dumb luck, and, you know, I believe it's, you know, I believe there's something deeper for us. I think there's a kind of an orchestration of our lives if we allow God to do that. There's an orchestration that goes far beyond anything that we could possibly do as men, as humans. So there's absolutely that. Call it dumb luck or call it intuition or call it, you know, God's providence, which I prefer to call it.
Right.
There's absolutely that. There's dedication, there's discipline, there's all these things. There's meeting the right people at the right time, being in the right, like I just mentioned, I just happened to be in Nashville at that time, but it was all God's guiding. I just know it was. It was all His will. I think God has a will for our lives, a perfect will for our lives. I think, but we have free will. I think a lot of times, you know, as human beings, we can walk in and out of that, trying to find our way because we're human. We're not perfect yet. We will be one day, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Some of us think we're perfect, but we're not.
We would like to think so, yeah, but we're not.
We would like to think so, but we're not yet. Not yet. But, you know, looking back, I think one of the wonderful things that I've just seen the hand of God so many times in my life, I can say, yep, there was a hand of God. Yeah, absolutely. That's a hand. No doubt about it. And which is an awesome thing. As you mature a little bit, as you've kind of got some years under your belt, I think you can, it actually makes my faith stronger, not weaker. It actually, because I can see the hand of God, how He's moved, how He's blessed, how He's provided in times. And we go through lean times too, just like everyone else. I know a lot of people have and do go through lean times, hard times. They're hurting, financial distress, health distress. We're not separated from any of that. We go through all that too. We just happen to leave the house all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, every time you leave the house, the garage door breaks, the hot water system blows up. I mean, every time it seems that, you know, we walk out the door to go play some shows. But, I think I need to get serious about it and write a book about this wonderful trip, Newsboys. But I guess, I don't know, I think the best is yet to come, saying all of that.
Right.
John, I think the best is yet to come for Newsboys. I'm so excited.
Well, let's talk
future.
Let's talk about your current stage right now. You're known as Newsboys United. We've known you for many, 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 many years as Newsboys. What does that word United say about where you are as a band?
Great question. I think this was an experiment. We have, obviously, Peter, our former lead singer, left the band 11 years ago. And he was worn out, stressed out, strung out in so many ways, had no more left to give. And I totally understand that. But it was very hard. It was very difficult. Then Michael Tate, of course, came on board. We rebranded the band. Done 4 records now with Michael. Just really, really elevated the band to another level. And we've had a great time. But then a couple of years ago, we thought, gosh, I wonder what it would look like if people that have been with us for a while, I wonder if they would like to hear some of the old songs again, some of the classics, you know, because which was, you know, we hadn't played for years, you know.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, let's just put a few shows out there. Let's talk to Pete. And Pete helped us write a song. And we kind of reconnected with Pete and Phil again. It was just so sweet. It was really good to reconnect and those friendships. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, I met Peter at high school. So I've done a lot of life with Peter and Phil. And to reconnect has been really, really special. So in 2018, I believe, beginning of 2018, we did a few shows. And of course, the response was instant. And people really did want to come, you know, come and hear Peter and Phil sing some of the classic Newsboys tracks. So, and it's been really fun. I think when a member like that, a key member like that does leave the band, it's almost like a divorce in the sense of you do so much life, you in the trenches, you live so much life with these people, and then they leave for whatever reason. It's a feeling of loss and pain, you know, on so many levels. But I think the wonderful thing with coming back is where there's been a lot of healing, and not that anything was really bad, but it's just like we've been really great to kind of re-solidify and regain friends back again. So on a personal level, it's just been fantastic. It's just been really healing and wonderful and beautiful. But then, of course, for the fans, I think it's been wonderful for them because they've got to see a version of band they never thought they would again.
Yeah. So would you say
so
that
I think it's been a win-win?
Would you say then that Peter is a permanent part of the band, or is he here for a stage and then he's moving on, or how is that?
I think this is a moment in time. I think this is something that was an experiment. I think it's been such a success. It's gone a lot longer than we kind of thought it might.
Oh, okay.
But here we are starting our third year and people are still wanting to see this thing. So I think it will have an expiry date, you know. I think
sure.
We will continue on. It's just been a maybe a nostalgia moment in some levels, but I think we will continue on as, you know, 2.0, so to speak. But I think also it's something that we could every maybe 3 to 5 years bring back and say, hey, you know, I'm thinking aloud here, but, you know, maybe every 3 years we'll say, hey, you know, United's going to go out for the spring, or United's going to go out for the fall, and just to see if people kind of want to see that again. So, you know, I don't know what the future holds. None of us do. But, you know, we've got some great options, that's for sure.
Well, we'll be looking for a book from you, or maybe even maybe even a movie about you and your band. Talking with Duncan Phillips from Newsboys, heading this way for the Greatness of Our God tour. It's a sold-out concert with Mandisa and Adam Agee next Friday at 7 at Calvary Church in Lancaster. Duncan, I have enjoyed listening to you. I love your accent. You have not lost that from Australia.
It's funny you say that, because every time I call home, they call me Yank. So I think you're right. I think for the most part you're correct, but there's certain words that if you heard me against, you know, a full-blown Aussie, you would hear the difference. I think there were certain words that I, and phrasings, you know. Aussies have different ways of saying things and different inflections, you know. They'll go up where we go down, as far as the, you know, whether raise the voice or lower the voice. So it's funny me hearing a full-blown Aussie now. It makes me laugh, because I was like, gosh, did I used to sound like that? But I think I've slowed down a little bit. There's certain words. I definitely lean on the R's a little more, you know. So instead of saying car park, I remember saying to people, where's the car park? And people say, what? You know, I was saying, where's the parking lot, basically. But, you know, there's certain phrasings and words that even water now, you know, the word water. I used to say water. And people would go, what are you talking about? So there's certain words, especially the ER words, you know, that has ER on the end.
Yeah.
I definitely lean a little heavier on the R's now, so people, instead of me trying to, you know, explain myself 3 or 4 times, I think I've on purpose decided to lean a little heavier on that. But other than that, a lot of people think I'm English or Irish almost, you know, because they assume that, rather, because I think I probably do, because of the mixture of American and Australian, I probably sound a little more English to a lot of people than Aussie in that sense. But
well, even across America, the accents do vary from state to state.
Absolutely.
With some of the words that you even mentioned. So, Duncan, great to hear from you. I hope you have a great tour the rest of the way. We look forward to your concert next Friday.
Thank you, guys. Can't wait to get to PA, man.
Yeah.
Love it out there. I mean, I remember some of our first shows, Pennsylvania, where, you know, when the band first came over, it was in Pennsylvania. So we can't wait to get up there. And hopefully not too cold. If you could order some warmer weather, that'd be great.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be here today. It's pretty cold here,
no.
But I think it'll things are going to warm up by the time you get here, I'm pretty sure, because this is basically the coldest it gets here in February. All right, have a great day.
Right.
Good to hear from you. Newsboys
Appreciate
United.
It, Tom. Thanks, mate.
Yep, take care. Greatness of our